case of the gang we busted today, the original gangster killers, they were primarily involved in dealing illegal drugs, in heroin, crack, cocaine. But the fact is there are very few drug enterprises nowadays that don't also go into the distribution of legal drugs that have been illegally diverted into the criminal enterprise. And partly that reflects the demand that's out there among drug abusers for these legal products.
Do a lot of these people start out as regular prescription drug users and then just become addicted and can no longer get them legally, so they obtain them illegally?
Some do. Some do. Some are just addicts who start using these drugs instead of some of the other illegal drugs that they might have been using. But there are folks who start out, and because they don't think the products could be bad for them if they're being legally prescribed by a doctor and being dispensed by a lawfully licensed pharmacy, the addiction can sneak up on people. And we know this happens from many cases, many examples, and a lot of folks see it when it happens to a prominent sports figure or a celebrity, but it's happening to thousands and thousands of people in every walk of life, in every community all across the state of New York.
And this original gangster killers, was this the main operation in New York, as far as you can tell? Was Albany the hub, the focus of what was going on across the state?
Well, for this gang, yes, Albany was very much their focus, and they were getting their drugs primarily downstate in New York City. But this was a very aggressive, very ambitious criminal enterprise, and I have to say a very violent criminal enterprise. They've been tracked to 27 shootings, most of them right here in Albany, and this was one of the reasons we had to move as quickly as we did to shut this down, was we were concerned about further bloodshed. This is a very violent gang. We intercepted communications where they were discussing the need to get guns for retaliations, and we knew there would be more people shot if we didn't take action quickly, so we actually had to accelerate the time frame for the takedown. And law enforcement, our partners in law enforcement, did a great job, the Albany Police Department, the state police, and of course the Attorney General's office's organized crime task force. This is the largest takedown we've ever done in the history of our office, so I'm very proud of the work our lawyers and investigators did, along with all of our partners in law enforcement.
Do you expect this to be the end of this activity? Are there more arrests coming in this case?
Well, it's not the end of the activity, but it certainly is a lot of bad guys off the street. We unsealed an indictment today that implicates 52 individuals. 52 have been charged, 5 under the drug kingpin statute that I actually authored when I was in the state Senate, which is as serious as charges you can get. It also breaks up a very ambitious and sophisticated criminal enterprise. Are there more bad guys out there? Is there still a demand for these products? Sure, but this was a huge step forward and a major benefit to the Capital Region, where this was really one of the most dangerous criminal enterprises we've ever seen in this area.